American Originals. The Birdman Drops In. Las Vegas, Nevada. The Groms press forward, inching eagerly toward the arena entrance. Mullet-haired rampheads, beskaveled half-pipe urchins, scuffling along in their clompy skate shoes, their laces tied with a precise looseness. 8,000 zitty faces lit with incipient testosterone, waiting to be shown revolutionary ways in which Newtonian physics can be warped, postponed, and dicked with. They've come to the Mandalay Bay area in Las Vegas for a new kind of entertainment, a show that pumps the raw crude of male adolescence, a hormonic convergence of fatness and sweetness and straight-out sickness. These young acolytes have come for amplitude, for stunts and biffs, for grinds and grabs and serious air, for loud music and fumy motorcycle farts. They've come for the boom-boom huck jam. Once through the doors, the grommets come face-to-face with the thing itself. Behind a scrim of netting lies a baroque installation of giant stages, jumps, and ramps, glinting in a swirl of strobe lights. Soon, the chanting begins. Tony! 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 The whole arena surging with raw skate kid wattage. Tony Hawk is the mind and wallet behind this unprecedented show. It's his private experiment, designed as a 2-hour adrenaline extravaganza, a busy amalgam of motocross, BMX, and live music, with vertical skateboarding taking center stage. Tonight is the live debut of Huck Jam. It represents a huge financial gamble for the 34-year-old skateboarding venture capitalist. Nearly $1 million of Hawk's own money is invested in this modern vaudeville act, which he will take on the road. Tony! Tony! To my immediate left, sitting with his dad in the VIP section, is Jonathan Lipnicki, the bespectacled 12-year-old child star of Stuart Little and Jerry Maguire. Lipnicki has been a Hawk fan for as long as he can remember. Oh yeah, Tony's like the greatest, he says. Now the circus-barking announcer starts whipping up the crowd. Las Vegas! We need a little thunder! A few aisles over sit Hawk's mom Nancy, his wife Erin, and his sister Pat, who manages the business that is Tony Hawk, Inc. Near them is Sarah Hall, Hawk's publicist, who used to work as a tour assistant for the singer Michael Bolton back when he had long, curly hair and lived at the top of the charts. Tony's bigger now than Michael ever was, she confided to me earlier at the rehearsal. Even at his peak, even with When a Man Loves a Woman, he's that huge. Come on, Vegas, we're not with you yet. In front of me sits an executive from Hansen's, the beverage company. They're poised to inflict a new energy drink on American youth called Monster. The exec says she's been negotiating with Hawk's people to strike up a sponsorship deal. Tony's hard to walk away from, she says over the roar. Energy drink? Like ginseng, ginkgo, that sort of thing? Caffeine, mostly, she shouts. And sugar. We use lots of sugar. Las Vegas, let's hear some more noise! Now the house lights go out, and a bevy of fembots, jiggy young models in silver lamé body stockings, white Lone Ranger masks, and platinum blonde wigs, come out holding signs that signal the start of the Huck Jam. From the far stage, swaddled in a dry ice haze, the punk band Social Distortion cranks up. Come on, people! Let's do this! Here come the skateboarders, zipping down one by one, from a 30-foot-high perch on the scaffolding. Like buzzy, looping electrons, Bob Burnquist, Andy McDonald, Lincoln Ueda, Bucky Lassick, and Sean White, five of the preeminent vert skaters in the world, power through the massive bronze bowl of the halfpipe and launch high over the lip in a dervish of spins and kickflips, ollies and McTwists. And then, ladies and gentlemen! The man we've all been waiting for dives down the ramp, lanky and tough-sinewed. And, true to his name, curiously avian, with a beak